So, and also today, I welcome you with all my heart here on the small planet, which you can now immediately after your hopefully good landing also make your small planet. In the last episodes, we have dealt here with a perception of our body. We have dived deep into the mantra in the cave of sounds. We have listened to the words from silence in the meadow of words. We have dealt with our energy centers, that's with the chakras, yes, have made them vibrate by creating sounds. Well, and some have done this not just once, but several times. Some even reported to me that they land here regularly to meditate on the little planet. And out of this regular action, very different questions have then risen for some people. As often happens then, which I would like to address here very, very gladly. Today, I will certainly not be able to go into all the questions because that would go beyond the time frame. But little by little, I will refer to each individual question because they are important questions and with great certainty also relevant for all those who have not asked them. So also for me. For me, follow-up questions from all those who end up here are, first and foremost, a very wonderful opportunity to get clear about myself and, of course, about all that I'm doing here, that is taking place here. Therefore, first of all, to all those who have written to me or sent me voice messages, a big thank you. Because these inquiries also have to do with trust, especially since many of the questions asked to me have resulted from a deep inner experience of oneself, often also, or especially, out of the experience of an inner vulnerability or insecurity. So, here today, to the first question, but for now, make yourself comfortable. Maybe you have a place where you are undisturbed for the next time and can sit and listen in a relaxed way. Why don't you wrap yourself up in a cozy blanket? Of course, you can also lie down and relax. You already know how it's best for you. And now, let's breathe in deeply through the nose and out through the slightly open mouth. And again in a moment, inhale deeply through the nose, but very gently, and exhale will happen all by itself. Make your belly loose and soft. And if you find that difficult, just get that. Relax your forehead, your jaw. Relax your shoulders, your arms. Maybe you also want to shake your wrists for a moment. And thus relax your hands and your fingers. Is your belly already or still soft? Loose and thus completely permeable for your breath? Quietly move back and forth again and see if you are sitting or lying relaxed. Now, bring your attention to your pelvis. To your thighs, to your kneecaps, to the back of your knees, and now down to your calf legs, your shins, and wiggle your toes if you can. Let's take another deep and very gentle breath in. Make the belly very wide. And let the breath go again when you want to exhale. And now you will breathe again all by yourself from wherever, as if by magic. Breathing just happens. Well, this little exercise has actually something directly to do with the first question, in which I would like to look at together with you here today. A dear human being asked me the following question. Sometimes it's very easy for me to breathe into the individual body regions, and yet I can't really feel myself. I just can't do it. My question is, how can I really arrive at myself? So, the question is, how can I really arrive at myself? Of course, this question is not brand new for me, because it was not addressed to me here and now, in example today. But right here and now, I would like to comment on this very freshly, so to speak, as I am sitting here now. And for this, I would like to allow myself a moment in which I become quiet. Not to think about the question, but to consciously perceive myself as sitting here on a chair. To connect with this question. And you might want to use this little moment to also notice yourself very consciously, right where you are sitting or lying right now. So, let's just be very still with each other for a moment and notice exactly how that feels. Maybe you, who directed this question to me, are listening right now. Or maybe you aren't. In the end, it's not like we're going to have a direct dialogue here anyway. So now I would like to make this very question, with its preceding explanations, my question. So I simply ask this question to myself now, as if it had arisen in myself. I will now simply try to open myself to this question as far as possible. And the questioner and everyone else can join me on a journey of exploration. The question, how can I really arrive at myself, has it really in itself? If I ask myself this question now, then immediately and directly another question arises in me. And it makes me ask, who is this actually? I myself. Is this the one I call Tanisha? Who is sitting here with this body on this chair in front of this microphone and who perhaps notices that there are thoughts about this in her head, in my head, wondering who is listening here right now? Who is that? Is it me? Is it myself? And instead of a clear, catchy answer, This leads me to further questions that just pop up almost without my doing. For example, the question, am I this body? Am I these thoughts, which seem to appear in my head as if by themselves, and of which I couldn't say from where they have appeared and where they have disappeared again? Who or what is that actually? Or that just all overhears, that all perceives? Notices that further questions arise from one question? I'm serious now, is that me? Does all this belong to what I would call myself at this moment? Of course, I don't know how exactly I came to this body here. I have found myself sometime in it. And I know not only that he is connected, at least just here and now, quite clearly with what I could call myself. I can even feel that, as you also. Let's breathe in through the nose and out again through the slightly opened mouth. And let's breathe in again and pay attention to the draft in our nose, at our nostrils. And on the exhale, let's pay attention to the draft in the roof of our mouth, on our tongue, on our teeth, on our lips. Let's do this one more time right away. And a third time. For me at the moment, what I'm perceiving all of this right now seems to be at least in a yet close connection to what I would call myself. But in the end, maybe only because I was just quite attentive in the perception of these body areas just mentioned by me. Because I was not distracted to let my attention linger just at these places of my body. Because it was so that no thoughts pulled me away from feeling the breath of air in my nostrils. Because I was perhaps fortunate enough that a strong feeling didn't suddenly arise, an emotionally charged through, for example, which might have led me to completely different parts of my body. Because at the moment this thought, accompanied by emotions, would have made me perceive a body reaction somewhere else at the same moment. I hope I can make myself understandable to you, because as a rule, we humans really don't talk so often about such things. And the language with all its words, which are available to me, I always experience as somewhat limited. And already again there, the next question arises in me. But what if I now would be of the opinion, would have the feeling, that I felt nothing at all when breathing in and or breathing out? Where did this opinion, I could also say, this conviction originate? Who or what perceives that something is just not perceived? Where is the origin of this question? From where is the question being asked here? I can't know. how it is or would be with you, but with me. These questions have their origin in my head, in form of thoughts. And one thought detaches the next one and binds my attention more and more in the direction of my head region and these thoughts. Let's do a little experiment. Direct your attention, and I do not mean your concentration, to your little toe on your left foot. You simply direct your attention to this region. Can you feel it? Clearly? Or at least a little? Or even just a tiny bit? Maybe only an image of him arises in you, and only then a very gentle, maybe very, very small form of body reaction there in your left little toe. Also, if you feel him only very, very lightly as an existing part of your body, but perhaps also as a living, pulsating part of your body, then you could ask yourself now if you perceived it like that before. So, before I brought him to your attention, I didn't perceive mine, honestly, as being directly there. I didn't perceive my left little toe before like I do right now. But it was there anyway. There, on my left foot. Again, back to the initial question. Could it be that I can indeed take an action, like the breathing into different body regions described by the questioner here? That the sensing, that is, the perception of these body regions, however, is perhaps closely related to whether our attention is present, undistracted, in exactly these body zones at the moment of this breathing process, or not. Maybe yes, because why or for whatever reason, these body areas cannot receive attention. Maybe in these moments a strong inner image arises, an emotional thought perhaps, which simply draws our attention away, diverts it. Then it's a good opportunity to dwell right there quite attentively. Exactly there where this, I call it now, thought appearance, has its origin. There where I realize the thought, which is finally a sentence consisting of words, which says, I cannot feel myself correctly when breathing into the body regions. Then I can take the opportunity and perhaps ask, where did this thought come from? Did I actively make it? Did I form these words into this sentence that could tell me something about myself? A sentence that I make my, that is, really actively created by me, sentence? Or did this sentence, this thought, simply come up, and I only then make it my sentence? Take it to me as an opinion or truth valid for me? Or can I let it stand as a kind of phenomenon? A sentence appearance which has appeared in me. We could also say as an appearance of mind, an appearance by the part of us that thinks. And that is, as I said, part of us. We don't have to reject it as something unpleasant. Why should we? It's already there, in the form of a thought. And since it's already there, we can give it our full attention and see it for what it is. We don't have to deny it, nor do we have to find it in any way, an example good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant. We just perceive it. And we do not confuse ourselves with him, the thought, the sentence, or the sentences. Sometimes there's a flood of thoughts, sometimes they have children. We can realize in those moments that although we perceive those thoughts as a mind activity, we are not those thoughts. And then it becomes simple. From there, I don't have to manage anything anymore. Then I'm simply pure perception of all that arises within me and also around me. Thoughts, body reactions, feelings, all these. And this is just as true in meditation as it is in our so-called everyday moments. We are then perceiving, we get along, and we can bear ourselves, just as we are in this moment. And that's something we can practice. This is something we are not necessarily used to doing. An example being more and more attentive, awake, for more and more of the day, in terms of what we think, feel, how we act, how we speak, what we say, how we express ourselves. Then it's no longer about having to achieve something, to do something particularly well or better, to get something right, especially not when meditating. Everything can then be invited to be. And we are there and get all that. This can be experienced as an incredible relief. Here is no longer about faster, further, more, or having to be different. This is no longer about control. Here it is then actually about getting a taste of what I could call myself. Then, no feeling and the possibly following body reaction must be prevented or changed anymore. All this can then be something that I take note of, as something that shows itself to me and that is subject to change. A thought is already in the next moment no longer superficially here, perhaps already replaced by another. And you are aware of all this. You breathe deeply and gently in and out. There's nothing more to do. And you are where you are right now, sitting on a chair, lying on a mat or something similar. Where should you go now? Arrive. You already are here as a being perceiving you. That's all it takes. Well, what a not so short trip after all, triggered by a question for which I am very grateful. As so often, I'm not at all sure whether I could answer it even approximately. But who knows, Maybe some answers are rather part of an inner process that is set in motion by regularly turning to ourselves, very consciously. Now let's take another deep breath in and out together. If you like, stretch out, maybe move your feet and toes. Let your wrists circle. Do you have your eyes closed? If so, then open them gently. You are welcome to sit or lie down for a while. Take this time with pleasure. Before I say goodbye to you for today, I would like to thank you if you have remained my guest on the small planet up to here. Maybe we will meet again in 3 weeks on November the 12th. Until then, I invite you to go outside into nature whenever possible, to enjoy as much sunshine as possible, and to breathe the clear, fresh air, which has already become colder. I wish you all the love, and maybe see you soon.